This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake of money.
Here's to the farmer. Here we go with another adventure into the world of farming, American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. I am an American family farmer. We're here to talk about the businesses that American family farmers run in addition to their farms, the locavores who love the food and produce that we put on the market, who understand where food comes from. It's food, farm, and family time, all sort of rolling together. And we like to bring to you, with the effort, I say we, because it's a collaborative effort of a number of people helped me put this program together, so that you can get a different perspective on things that are being done successfully on farms that may be very similar to yours. So we're going to be visiting with a professor of agriculture at the Center for Agriculture at Purdue University in a few minutes here on the American Family Farmer. Meanwhile, I want to acknowledge that this is Farm Worker Appreciation Week, created to be a moment of action and appreciation for the people on the farms who work on the farms. Also, this is an attempt to raise awareness of the issues that they face. Farm workers who either may be Native Americans, they might be from other countries. They not only work here in our country to feed our country, but to help us maintain our status as the breadbasket of the world. This is one of the most dangerous jobs, field work, around equipment. It is. It's very dangerous stuff. They're not often protected by a lot of the same laws that protect other workers, because this is getting to the root of the evil here. There are a lot of people who say, farmers need to be protected, blah, 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 and farm workers too. But you don't want to pay. You, as the consumer, don't want to pay the cost of good, what it costs to produce really good milk, what it costs to produce good vegetables. You don't want to pay. And so farm workers are continuously, especially the smaller or medium-sized family farms, continually under pressure because the farms don't make any money. And yet they have to have workers, so it's a conundrum. It's like being in a barrel. It's like going around in a circle. We've got to protect our workers. Well, okay, so in order to protect them, we're going to have money to pay for the insurance and to pay for the important things that they need to protect them. But you, as the consumer, don't want to pay. You don't want to pay what it costs to grow a head of lettuce. You don't want to pay for a tomato. You don't want to pay for an ear of corn. You don't want to pay for a pound of beef. You just don't want to pay. So you're the ones responsible for the concerns. Now, that's not for everything. A lot of hazards that farm workers face, exposure to pesticides, and some of the toxicity comes from fertilizers. So these things are difficult to overcome. But I'm telling you right now, those people who criticize the fact that farmers try to get workers they can get, they can't afford Americans. So they say they can't afford Americans. I've had nothing but Americans working for me, legitimate folks. But I know the feeling. It's not, unless you have some sort of way to subsidize your farm, many times it's impossible for you to meet the demands or the desires you have to hire good workers and protect them. It's part of the economy, and people don't seem to realize that. They criticize, those farmers, they don't pay a living wage. They don't because they don't have the money. How many farmers do you know who are really, really, really prosperous? I don't know many in my circle of friends. Most of them are just making it work. That's, my farm, I'm just able to get it done. So what do we do about it? We continue to try to educate people as to what's going on the farm and why you need to pay for good food. You want to die early? Eat the crap that's pushed on you by these huge agribusinesses and all the things that come out of the processing of food that isn't natural, it isn't normal. Go to the local farm. I'm a dairy guy. I raise replacement Jersey heifers on my farm, grow a lot of hay. I'm thinking about growing some beans next year, that kind of stuff. But there are plenty of people who grow lots of vegetables. My friend Tommy Hansen, who's up the street from me, who sells lots of vegetables and is proud to stand every year that he grows on his own farm, said people have changed. They wait till about this time. They start with the tomatoes. They want corn. They may want two or three other things, but he grows everything. He like 30 different varieties of things, from kale to broccoli to all kinds of specialty vegetables, and people want to, they go get that at Whole Foods. It's an educational process. So I take my hat off to him and others who continue to do what they were taught as kids to do, grow good, healthy food. Now we've got this body blow from the Chinese with the re-evaluation or realignment. But it's interesting because there are a lot of people who think there could be something really good. The realignment bill will maybe help boost the farm economy. But there's no question all this trade stuff has hurt the farmer. And I'm betting that Trump won't get 3 votes from farmers this year. Not certainly the support he got last time around. One other thing happening this week in terms of news, the St. Albans Creamery Co-op, which I looked at as being a fabulous counter to the gang, the hoods, the liars and the cheats of Dairy Farmers of America, they've joined them. There are 300 members, Vermont, New Hampshire, New York. They were on their own, but because there's so much pressure from DFA to control the milk industry, because they're controlled by the Suiza family, and it's just an arm of Dean Foods. That's all it is. So now they've forced these people to join. There are a lot of 5, 6, 7 generation dairy farmers who have voted to try to survive by joining Dairy Farmers of America. I think these people have been lied to. They'll be cheated. They've promised to rebuild the infrastructure at the plant that they have and to buy them new trucks and all of that stuff. They've said they will spend $25 to $30 million over the next few years to upgrade all of the things that are now part of the St. Albans family. And the local guy that runs it, who's in the hip pocket of the DFA people, says, oh, this is going to be great for our members, because our cooperative wasn't working. Well, it wasn't working because DFA is muscling in and bringing milk in from all over the place that's cheaper. And so this is very sad for me. I just think this is awful. They were the ones supplying milk to Ben and Jerry's and some of the Cabot cheeses and that sort of thing, and now it's just going to become part of the pool, milk thrown in with everybody else's, and I don't trust them any further than I could throw them. I hope I'm wrong for their sake, I'm betting in a year or two they'll figure out a way to close the plant and haul the milk someplace else. That's happening all over the place, because they have determined, that they're going to keep milk as low as it can be so that it's cheaper again, not realizing what it really costs farmers. Where's the milk going to come from in 10 years? You keep putting all these people out of business? It's really a bad reality. Okay, enough of that. Enough negative. I want us to talk about, what I want to do is bring some inspiration to you. A couple of professors from the Department of Agriculture at Purdue are going to join us in a few minutes to talk about what happens when you merge agriculture and education. I think this is going to be a good conversation. I'm anticipating it strongly. Right now, here's my way of helping you. If you have yellow teeth and you haven't been to the dentist for a while, or you haven't done anything about cleansing your teeth, this is for men and women. This is for younger folks. If you're drinking coffee or tea, your teeth are stained, no doubt, and you'd like to have whiter teeth. And this is the way to do it. It won't hurt. It's easy, inexpensive. Power swabs. Power swabs are the way, the natural way. That's why I talk about them, because they are truly the only single whitening system that doesn't rely on chemicals and stuff. This is a formula put together by a fabulous dentist named Martin Ginniger. He was using it on his own patients, and then he sold it to a few of his friends who were dentists. And so protect your teeth and your smile. Call 800-208-1797. You can't buy this stuff online, at least not with this offer. 50% off the retail price. This line is connected to DJV interest, so call 800-208-1797 for whiter, brighter teeth almost instantly. Doesn't hurt. Inexpensive. 800-208-1797 so you can smile again.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a ream of Staples copy paper is just $3.49. That's our lowest price of the season. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 8/10/19. Valid on SKU 135855, while supplies last, limit 10.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Dr. James Mintert, who's professor of agricultural economics, the director of the Center for Commercial Agriculture at Purdue, and Professor Michael Langmeier, who is the associate director of the Center for Commercial Agricultural Work at Purdue. Purdue has done the annual Ag Economy Barometer report, and this is a very I think this is an important way for us to break down what's happening on the farm. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Let's do a couple of quick bits of introduction on both of you, and then we'll get into the meat of your report. Are you both farm guys?
Yes, indeed. Our family had a farming operation in Missouri, just in the river bottoms, right where the Mississippi River and Missouri Rivers come together, just north of St. Louis.
Is this Professor Mintert?
This year's this is Jim Mintert, and this... Yeah. Of course, it was in the flood zone this year.
Yeah, that's a mess and a half. How about you, Professor Langmeier? Are you a farm guy?
Yes, my family farms about 60 miles northwest of Omaha, and my sister married a farmer about 60 miles north of where our family farm is.
All right, keeping it in the family, which is, I would guess, one of the things that you review here. I'm very interested to hear. I've not ever really in-depth looked into this before, so I'm happy to have the opportunity to talk about what you found in reviewing not only the state of the ag economy, but the people who are there. Thus, they are the mainstay of the people who support this program, the American Family Farmer Show and the podcast, which is at American Family Farmer Show. So now that I've introduced you, I want to get right into the report. Got to have a moment or two for our local stations, and then we get to these two gentlemen who are responsible for the economy barometer from Purdue and the focus here on the American Family Farmer.
Sam. 7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to the farm.
Barragan Family Farmer, I'm Doug Stempin. With our weekly overview of what's going on the family farm, how we can support the conditions that exist on the family farm. I'd like to think that I'm an optimist when it comes to this, because I'm pretty optimistic and positive of most everything, and I want to know whether these two gentlemen, professors from Purdue University, Dr. James Minturt and Dr. Michael Langmeyer, whether they find a reason to be optimistic as a result of this year's Purdue Ag Economy Barometer report. Professor Minturt, let's start with you. What's the breakdown from your point of view? You were the overall, were you the supervisor of this effort?
Well, it's a joint effort between myself and Dr. Langemeyer, but maybe just a little background on what the Ag Economy Barometer is. We actually survey farmers nationwide every month, and this is a project that we started 4 years ago in partnership with the CME Group in Chicago. So the reason we did it was to really ascertain what farmers think. A lot of times on programs like this, folks like you ask me what I think farmers think. And instead of doing it that way, we decided to actually ask farmers what they think is going on in the ag economy and how they feel about their farm business and how they feel about the future of their farm business. So that was really the genesis of the report. We've been publishing it monthly for the last roughly not quite 4 years now. And it's been very interesting to ascertain what farmers are thinking about. And, of course, in this most recent report, which we released yesterday, confidence in the ag economy really took off. People became a lot more optimistic about what's taking place in the ag economy in July versus mid-June. And we typically do the surveys in about the middle of the month. So the data we collected in this report was collected from July 15th through July 19th. And I think
you mentioned,
important to remember.
Well, you mentioned when you came on that you were from a part, or maybe it was Professor Langmeyer, the area where there's so much water and so much disruption of the farm economy, and so is the condition improving because the weather has improved somewhat and the soil conditions have improved? Is that one of the reasons for feeling better, the farmers feeling better about their future?
Well, I think if you compare the results that we got in June versus July, I think that was a factor. In mid-June, people were concerned about whether or not they'd have an opportunity to wrap up the spring planting of corn and soybeans. By the time we did the survey in mid-July, most people had completed their planting. In some cases, they opted to take a prevented planting payment under federal crop insurance, but nevertheless, they had it behind them. The planter was back in the shed, and they were moving on, and crop conditions were starting to show some improvement, so people feel better about it from that perspective. The other point I think that's important to remember in our survey was in that July 15 to July 19 time frame, that was pretty much the peak this summer for corn and soybean prices. And particularly for people that had some carryover inventory from the 2018 crop, and there was still a fair amount of corn and soybeans stored on farm at that point, they had an opportunity to sell some of that at some surprisingly strong prices, I think, for a lot of folks. That gave them some optimism. And then, of course, new crop futures, the opportunity to sell this crop was also going to be at some stronger price levels than we'd experienced previously. So you had those factors coming together, and then you kind of factor in the fact that the Trump administration in late May announced the market facilitation program would be operative for 2019. We didn't know the dollar amounts per acre at that point, but nevertheless, there was some optimism that that was going to help offset some of the losses related to the trade disruptions with China. So I think all those factors came together and made people feel better about what's taking place in July versus June, and even July of 19 versus July of 18. So what we do, it's a national survey, so it is represented nationally, but it does focus on what we're sometimes referred to as the principal or major commodities. So we talk to producers of corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton on the crop side, and on the livestock side, producers of beef, dairy, and pork. So it's not a universal survey, but it does focus on the people that are providing the bulk of the nation's food, is how I'd put it.
All right. More from Professor Minturn. We'll introduce Professor Langmuir into the conversation here as we continue on the American Family Farmer for this week.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's visits to both El Paso and Dayton to offer condolences following the weekend mass shootings were greeted by protests. In public remarks during the trip, the president lashed out at Dayton's mayor and Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio over their characterization of his visit with victims hospitalized in Dayton.
I get on Air Force One, where they do have a lot of televisions. I turn on the television, and there they are saying, well, I don't know if it was appropriate for the president to be there, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the same old line. They're very dishonest people, and that's probably why he got, I think, about 0% that he failed as a presidential candidate.
In the investigation of the suspected El Paso shooter, the suspect's mother called local police in Allen, Texas, weeks before the attack, concerned about her son owning an AK-type firearm. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. James Minturt from the Department of Agriculture at Purdue University and his colleague Michael Langmeyer, who also is from Purdue. Mr. Langmeyer, Dr. Langmeyer, we haven't really heard from you. The review that we have from Jim, I'm going to talk to, I think Jim and Mike are better than, or Michael. Makes it easier and more comfortable. The barometer that Purdue does. By the way, if you want to check the results out at any time, you go to purdue.ag/barometer video. You have the breakdown there, surveying of agricultural producers. There are a lot of this drifting here from the American family farmer point of view, the definition of family farms versus the big agricultural coalitions that are responsible for lots of when we get to talking about consumables and we talk about what the index, it's become very complicated because the markets are so complicated. Is there any addressing of that here? Do people get frustrated with the way that they have to sell their commodities, do you think?
Well, let me speak a little broader than that. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the index itself, because I think it'll help explain what you're asking.
Okay.
The survey is conducted of full-time farms, and so these people would be full-time farmers, and so that's very important to note. Another thing that's very important to note, when we talk about sentiment and frustration, you know, optimism versus pessimism, there's a current portion in terms of the Ag Economy Barometer Index and a future expectations portion of the index. And let me talk a little bit about those, because that's important in addressing what you were asking. The current condition index has been below the index of future expectations since approximately May or June of 2018. And so what that means is people are less optimistic regarding the current situation, the current year, than they are looking 1 to 5 years out. That's very important to note, because optimism longer term out is very important when you're looking at buying assets like machinery, land, and these kinds of things, where the index for the current year, that's really looking at their ability to make margins to cover debt payments and things like that. Even though we don't ask direct questions related to making debt payments, that current index is very relevant to that issue.
So, in terms of, I made a comment about being an East Coast guy. When I go through the Midwest, my education was in Ohio. My undergraduate education in Ohio. I worked on a on a bull farm as a kid. I've been milking cows since I was old enough to walk, and then there wasn't a dairy farm I could work at when I went to school. So I went on to the NOFA bull farm to work. It was really very interesting to see the impact that had on that community. There wasn't a lot of dairy around. For some reason or other, there was a lot of interest in bulls, but there wasn't a lot of dairying. And I noticed from that time, and this is 50-some-odd years ago, dairying started to wane in places like Ohio and moving east, Pennsylvania, New York, New England, Vermont. You look at the number of dairy farms that have gone out of business, and it's startling, frankly. And some of the smaller farms that are produce, they just can't exist anymore. And I wonder, you know, this is a big deal at Purdue, and it does focus on commercial agriculture, people that are full-time. I've found that people around me that want to be full-time in agriculture can't afford to be. They got to have farms off, jobs off the farm. And so I wonder how that plays into what the attitude is, again, sort of with a commodity connection to it, if I'm making my question clear.
This is Michael. I'll go ahead and start to address that question, and Jim can go ahead and add to what I have to say. You know, one of the things that's been happening in agriculture for a long time is the technology we've adopted is labor saving. What I mean by that, we've been buying larger machines that are more efficient. Sometimes these machines are rather expensive. In order to fully utilize those machines efficiently, we don't need as much labor as we used to. And so that's been going on for a long time. When you look at the labor hours required for someone to produce corn or even organic corn, it doesn't matter the type of corn you're looking at, those are less hours than what they were quite a few years ago. But it's all the result of this technology that we've been adopting, these newer and more efficient machines, and it's just a way for us to help pay for these machines. With that, I'll go ahead and turn it over to Jim.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, one of the things that's really wonderful about U.S. agriculture is the fact that we have been so innovative over time and so willing to adopt new technology to improve productivity. But when that happens, many times those technologies require us to operate at a larger scale. And so that's created this incentive to farm more acres on the crop side, on the milk side. The average dairy operation has gotten quite a bit larger. Michael and I coordinate the Purdue Farm Management Tour every summer, and I remember several years ago we had a very innovative dairy farm in northeast Indiana on the tour, And they were in the midst of roughly doubling their size, and they weren't a real large dairy. I think when we first talked to them, they were milking about 160 or 170 cows. And they were in the process of doubling to about 325, 350 cows. But the way they were doing it was installing robotic milkers. So they were going to double in size with the same amount of family labor, and they were strictly, I think they had one employee and everybody else was in the family, but they were going to double in size by adopting the robotic milking technology. And so that was a classic case of to adopt the technology and fully implemented it and produce a sufficient amount of income to operate the farm. They needed to increase in size. They doubled in a relatively short span of time, and I just saw a post here not too long ago, and it seems like they're doing pretty well with that technology. They've got that fully implemented now. So I think that's the story of American agriculture, not just in recent decades, but, you know, if you trace it back to the beginning of the 19th century, that is really the story of American ag, is adopting new technology fairly rapidly, not only on the mechanical side, as we often tend to focus, but also on the biological side. So a lot of innovation goes back a long, long way, and it's been the hallmark of American agriculture. And I would argue that, taking that one step further, it's the progress that we've made in American agriculture with respect to improving productivity and the fact that we don't need as many people to operate farms as we did at one point in time, that has enabled progress in so much else of society. If you go back to the beginning of the 19th century, we basically spent almost all of our time producing, distributing, and preparing food, and then also shelter. As agriculture became more productive and we freed up labor and resources from agriculture and allowed those to gravitate to other aspects of the economy, that's really what made progress possible. So the root of progress in society, and from my perspective, is really the productivity increases and the innovation that we've had and the entrepreneurship that we've had in American agriculture, not just in recent decades, but really going all the way back to the beginning of the 19th century.
All right, I want to do two things in our time that remains. I want to talk more about the Center for Commercial Agriculture that is at Purdue, so people can know more if that's where they want to go, and maybe that's part of your mission, to tell people about the School of Agriculture. But the other thing I want to talk about is all the things you've said. I understand, look at the reviews here, from the farmer's point of view, from the locavore, well, never mind the locavore, but from the user, the end user's point of view. People, and you may have heard me say this as I was doing my intro, don't want to pay what it costs to grow good, healthy food. So we have these larger farms that are in the commodity business, and they get paid out of how well accepted the prices are of corn, soybeans, and that sort of thing in a universal sense. But a lot of people that I know are interested in selling direct to the public, and the public doesn't want to pay what it costs to produce good food. There's a conundrum here. Maybe we can address that in a matter of moments. Here's something for farmers who have lots of aches and pains. If you have, because of your workload, I certainly feel it from time to time. I get out of bed in the morning, there is, I'm turning over and going back to sleep kind of reality. But I get out of bed, my back aches. I've had back aches for most of my life because of not being smart on the farm growing up as a kid. Make sure that you always use the promo code DJV when you buy at achefree.live or on the other end of the phone line, 877-743-7720, because there is a special 50% off the retail price for Joint Formula 14 from the folks at Sierra Sil, because they want to help the people that are listening to this program. So aches and pains, be gone. Go to achefree.live for the special 50% offer. The code to use is DJV at achefree.live.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax, because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If you travel for business or pleasure, Hotels.com and the Hotels.com app is all you need to get great deals on all kinds of properties all over the world, and with an amazing rewards program that gives you free nights to stay at a property of your choice. Now, speaking of Hotels.com, we have an amazing Tech It Out contest for you. If you feel like you're in need of a getaway but are a little tight on cash, listen up. Each week, Hotels.com and Tech It Out are giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card to put towards your travels. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow @hotels.com. Tweet out why you deserve a trip, just a sentence is fine, and include the hashtag TechItOut. That's it. Once again, to be eligible for the $250 Hotels.com gift card, one given away every week in August and September, follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tweet why you need a break, and include the hashtag TechItOut. One randomly drawn entry will be chosen each week. Good luck.
Few minutes left here with our friends from Purdue University, James Minturd and Dr. Michael Langmeyer. So let's have a primer on the Center for Commercial Agriculture. Gents, you're both up to your ears in this. Why would somebody go? Why would this be an attraction to get students to go to Purdue?
Well, first of all, I guess the center was really focused initially on the idea of providing agricultural management information for farmers. So our target audience initially was really focused on the farm audience, and then also really doing a better job of connecting with farmers, providing them cutting-edge information with respect to marketing, management, a variety of different things. We offer workshops. We offer an annual program here at Purdue called the Top Farmer Conference. As I mentioned earlier, we coordinate the Purdue Farm Management Tour, where we visit four of the best farms in Indiana every summer and provide an opportunity for people to learn about management information there. So we do all those things, but with respect to students, we do work with students, especially the graduate students and the undergraduate students here on campus. One of the things we launched recently was a farm business management internship, where students at Purdue have the opportunity to go out and work on a farm during the summer break as an opportunity to get more experience in production agriculture. In some cases, those are students maybe that didn't grow up on a farm, yeah, that are looking to gain that experience. In some cases, they did. They simply want to get more experience. So we do a wide variety of things, working with students, working with people off the campus. Yeah. And so I'd encourage people to stop by the website.
It's purdue.edu/agbarometer. I only have a few seconds here. Mike, the comment I made about people not wanting to pay for food, what do we do about that?
Well, the one of the things that's really exciting, a trend that Jim and I both see, is even though it doesn't work for everybody, there is more opportunities for people producing local foods, non-GMO crops, organic crops, because the consumer is starting to demand more attributes. Yeah. More of these local foods and foods that don't have are not GMO, foods that are organic. That's a very positive development for farmers, because mm-hmm. it does allow them to get a higher price than they would if it was just a commodity.
Right. All right, gentlemen, thanks to both of you for being here. Very informative. Again, the website, purdue.edu/agbarometer. It's 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, we got him on his feet with handshake and money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Family Farmer here. I'm Doug Steffen with lots of things to think about here on the American Family Farmer Show this week. I'm happy to have the services of the fellows from Purdue because I think that was important information. It's one side of the equation for sure, and one side of the element that we're talking about. That kind of farming is foreign to me because I'm not from that place, but it is what much of American Family Farmer and the big ag businesses are all about. It's very interesting. I'm thinking in terms of the connection the farmer has to government. And in my mind, anybody who listens to me, whether it's on this program or in any of my other incarnations, whether it's talking about health, metaphysical things, my regular day-to-day program, the DJV show, I'm not a government. I don't like government. I don't like that kind of authority because it exists for its own purposes. And now the latest from that part of the world, remember we had lots of arguments. It doesn't seem like this was 8 years ago, the Food Safety Modernization Act, which was supposed to make food safer, and all it did was screw the family farmer, the small family farmer. Now the warnings that this is going to screw up your operation coming home to roost, the produce safety rule that requires inspectors to come to your farm started in July. If you're a farm or an orchard that's making more than $500,000 in annual gross product sales, you have to comply with a lot of nonsense. Frankly, it really is. The FDA is developing an amendment to the rule that may have more to do with what happens in the packing house than who owns the packing house. The FDA wants all packing companies to follow the packing and holding requirements of the produce safety rule. I mean, it's just more needless government. Farms will be inspected during harvest. Packing line inspections will happen anytime. I'm expecting this will put people out of business. It will. The smaller farms that can't deal with all of this stuff. Not that they're doing anything wrong, because the inspections aren't really there to do the right thing. They're there to do what some governmental bureaucrat and some of these do-gooder agencies have come up with as a plan to prevent health problems. Well, this isn't. I don't see this is going to do anything to prevent health problems. All it's going to do is and enhance the idea. It's great. Food safety, let's have it. But how are you going to deal with restaurants that serve old food? What are you going to do about them that people get sick on? People don't get sick from foodborne illnesses at farms where they go buy lettuce off the counter and they bring it home and they eat it in their salad. They don't get that. This is for big farms that sell stuff all over the country and have really had no, they haven't had any management. The ag inspectors that sit at the beef at the slaughterhouses, they sit and read the newspaper. I've watched that happen year after year after year. It just is, there's not anything coming. So anyway, I get frustrated when I talk about this because of all these issues of compliance and results, audits and marketing agreements and it's so much government. How can any of us survive? That's really not that we shouldn't be desirous of doing the best thing, but I challenge you to go to any place where there's a farmer's market or any local agriculture being conducted. When you go to the farm and buy the produce, go to my farm and buy raw milk. You know how to do it right, and why wouldn't you do it right? And this is the assumption here on the part of government, is that we're going to have a problem because we are irresponsible. They don't know how to handle, I mean, all of this stuff. How do we handle waste? You know, you do it with manure. You spread it on the field, and it helps other things grow much better than, you know, than the commercial fertilizers that do all kinds of damage and don't enhance the soil at all. They may help the plant grow better, but they don't do anything for the soil. But no, no, we've got to have, what are we doing with our manure? There's nothing in here. I don't see anything in the rules that covers what to do with chemical fertilizers and how to protect those. It's just the same stuff. So my comment here is, do as little as you can, do your farming, and don't comply, but don't do things until somebody tells you that you need to do them in a particular way. That's what I would do. That's what I'm going to do. American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.